Here's to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all life's problems. The Simpson.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. My name's Samantha Lee Wright and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution, where we have just way too much fun talking about essential oils, health, and wellness. Today's episode is especially a blast. We get to talk all about alcohol. We'll dive into tips on what to do while you're drinking to have a great time, how to prevent a hangover, how to deal with a hangover, lots of tips and tricks. Of course, the caveat for this episode is alcohol is dangerous, folks. Don't drink and drive. If you're struggling with an addiction, definitely reach out to somebody. This stuff is serious, y'all. Now, I do want to say that our guest today, Stacy, gives some great tips on what to do, you know, if you're going to a wedding, if you're having a great weekend, you know there's going to be a lot of alcohol and you don't want to be, you know, hungover. You don't want to be like crazy out flat on your butt drunk. Some really great tips in here. And I will say that I have since followed these tips. We recently went to Asheville to celebrate my mom's 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Nancy. It was me and my two sisters that took her to Asheville, just us girls. And we had an absolute blast. And of course, there was lots of wine that needed to get drank. We also went to a vineyard. So lots of alcohol throughout this entire weekend. And me, my one sister, and my mom followed these tips. I kept breaking out the oils and saying, hey, who wants some? And my other sister just, you know, she wasn't into it. So she didn't do it. And she was the only one who suffered all weekend from really bad hangover, got way too drunk while the rest of us were just having a great time and we were ready to go the next day. So I will attest that these tips work. Can't wait for you to listen and hear all about it. Real quick, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Every week on the show, we pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout, which consists of all DIY recipes using essential oils submitted by you, our amazing listeners. If you want to submit your recipe to the dugout and have it read here on the show to tens of thousands of people, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Today's recipe comes from Nanette Banks in Seattle, Washington, and the recipe is called Be Sweet to Your Feet. To make the Be Sweet to Your Feet recipe, you will need 5 tablespoons of raw sugar, 5 teaspoons of mustard seed powder, 6 teaspoons of Castile soap of your choice, and 10 drops of purification essential oil blend from Young Living. To make this recipe, simply combine the sugar and mustard seed powder together, then slowly mix in the Castile soap. Add your essential oils and you're ready to go. Rub into your feet at the end of a long day, then wash off with warm water. Thanks, Danette. I love that recipe. Again, to submit your recipe to the dugout, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, welcome, revolutionaries. I'm here with the fabulous Stacy Teagues, who is a married mother of 3 grown children. And as an entrepreneur for over 15 years, she's owned a retail store and felt that stress of a brick and mortar business. After finding essential oils, her health improved and her life changed directions. Having found what she loves, she will move mountains to learn and grow and help others who desire change to do the same. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Samantha. I'm so excited to be here.
So Stacy, in our previous conversations, you had mentioned that you were really unhealthy for a long time and that you had to make some really major life changes in order to get yourself well. I'm curious exactly what were those changes and what was that journey like for you?
I guess I didn't know health growing up and it wasn't part of my childhood. So we just ate what we want, drank what we wanted, and, you know, never knew the difference between, you know, iceberg lettuce to spinach. And until Young Living came along in 2012, I was introduced to this little premium starter kit that I got. And I was really busy, had a lot of stress. I was working 60, 70 hours a week. And I had 3 kids, 2 dogs, a husband, he owned his own business. And I needed something to start. And it was my daughter at the time. So it wasn't just me right in the beginning. This is what was the journey that kind of led into this whole journey for me, but she needed some help. And what we were using for the last 5 years wasn't working. So took a risk and I got her started on some oils. And 3 weeks later, you know, we started to see my daughter come back to herself again. And at the time I'm like, well, this is kind of crazy because I myself was in a tornado. I had brain fog. I had a lot of things going on that I didn't really recognize until I kind of got started in taking supplements and looking at things differently and hanging around people that knew something different, because all I knew was one way. And when you only know one way, you know, you think that's the only way. And I started learning and I started opening up reference guides and going to classes, and it kind of opened me up to something that I didn't know about.
Yeah, absolutely. I can really relate to that. When you said brain fog, it kind of put me back to 10 years ago, and I would just walk around in a constant brain fog. And I never realized how bad it was until I made some pretty major life changes, like especially diet and lots of things. And it's just amazing how much clearer I feel. And then if I have those cheat days where I just like stop caring about everything, then I feel it again instantly. And it's a big reminder.
Oh, it comes right back. Well, and who has time, Samantha? Who really has time to pay attention to themselves? We're busy. We're all busy. And there was never a time where someone said, you know what, how are you doing? Do you take care of yourself? Are you eating the right foods? I mean, the path that I was on was I had all my eggs in one basket, and that's all I knew. So nobody really opened my eyes to this until I got into this thing. And people always think it's this big, crazy thing, and, you know, these groupies, and we're all weird. And I didn't want to be that person. But when my daughter got better in 3 weeks, I'm like, well, shoot, she was on all that stuff, and I'm on all this stuff. Well, I'm going to do it because my daughter did it. And shouldn't mom be an example and a role model for that? So I started drinking, you know, Ningxia Red. I started taking some supplements. And at that time, I'm like, I'm so broke. I was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt in the store that I had. And things were so crazy. But I just believed in one person that told me that you can think better. You can have your health back. And I didn't know what that meant until I started going through the process. So I started getting the stuff every month. And again, I was the biggest skeptic. And I started drinking Ningxia Red first. And all of a sudden, that handful of caramels I had for dinner, I didn't really crave that anymore. That pizza that I had, because I did kids' birthday parties for 8 years. I did ladies' night outs. And I spent all my weekends working, not even thinking of me. And I'm sure busy moms out there feel the same way. And it's vital that you pay attention and you listen to your body. But it took somebody else to pull this out of me and to believe in that. So I did. And yeah, it was, you know, $3 a serving and you know, Essential Rewards and all these things that we're all like kind of freaking out about. It paid off, because then I started losing weight, and I didn't want to lose weight. I mean, I went from a 14 to a 6 over time without any exercise. Now, I'm not encouraging people not to exercise, because now I exercise, but everybody is different. And the route and the path I was taking was absolutely, I didn't know where I'd be without this company. So as you go down every year that went by, I'm down a size every season. And I'm like, wow, this, and it wasn't a weight thing. It was all about nutrition. Nobody taught me nutrition. You don't get it in high school. Your doctor doesn't say, hey, well, all these side effects you're having, Stacey, all these things you've been taking for 20 years, not one person ever said, hey, what do you eat? What do you drink? I just can't get over how powerful that is when you look at, you know, what you do every day. Those little things that you do every day do make a difference, a huge difference. Crazy.
Huge difference. Yeah. Wow. What a journey. That's so inspiring. It makes me so grateful just to be a part of this world where it's normal to like take care of yourself. You know, I was out to dinner actually with my mentor, Becky. She's a Royal Crown Diamond. No, sorry. A crown diamond in Young Living. And we were talking and we were having this dinner and I was kind of mapping out to Becky. I was like, Becky, like, here's how I'm going to dominate this year. And I'm going to work like all these hours and blah, blah, blah. And she just looks at me and goes, Sam, there's nowhere in this schedule, this plan that is you taking care of yourself. And that's not okay. And to have like a mentor, you know, who has, you know, is encouraged to help me succeed. That was her first comment. And I was like, dang, I love these people.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have your health, what do you have?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's super inspiring. Thanks for sharing that. Well, let's dive in and start talking about some super fun ways to use essential oils and party at the same time.
Well, I'm sure some of you don't know that's, I am a blue. I'm a strong blue. Some might agree with that.
And for those that don't know what that means, it's just like a certain personality type. So there's like blues are just like the ones that want to party all the time. I'm part blue, part,
are you?
Part
awesome.
Red. Yeah. So I like to have fun. I like to hang out with people. I definitely like to imbibe. That's been my focus this year since the New Year's is like focusing on my alcohol consumption and taking that down a little bit. I'm going to say it was getting borderline too much. So I'm taking it down a notch and I've been doing well. And something that's actually been really helping me, if anyone else is struggling with that, is my husband started brewing kombucha at home and we have these big vats of kombucha at home. So now like at night when I start feeling like, oh, I want that glass of wine, I go for the kombucha instead. And it's got that similar sort of fermented kind of sour taste that if you like red wine, it's, I'm not going to say it tastes like red wine, but it definitely satiates that craving a bit. So that's what I've been doing. It's been really helping.
That is really true. I'll crawl into bed and my husband's like, have you been drinking? And I'm like, no, it's kombucha. It's on the counter. You should drink it too.
It's actually good for you.
Yeah. Right? Dang. Yeah. Well, I'd like to know where this oil stuff was back when I was in high school, you know? Where was it when we were ripping it up at the, you know, bonfires and stuff? That's just how my life was back then. But
I was a late onset partier. I was so straight.
Were you really?
School. Yes, I was so straight. And
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love it.
It wasn't until I moved to New York City when I was 19 that I was like, alcohol, this is fun. Like, I was a late bloomer.
I'm not as bad as I was back then, but, you know, there's a fine line here, of course. And
absolutely.
It's common sense. Now, for those people, you know, listening to this, if really, I have to say, if you're like a person that just sets out to get drunk and you're taking shots and you're the one in bed puke until, you know, 6 o'clock the next day, you know, we've got an oil, it's called Common Sense. And I highly recommend you wear that before you go out because that really is really quite foolish. But I'm not sure what I can say to help you with that piece of it. But people go to weddings. People get Uber cabs and people drink responsibly and you don't drive. It's just, that's just common sense. So what do you want to know that I know?
Exactly. So let's start out with what are some oily cocktails that we can talk about or ways that we can use our vitality oils when making fun drinks. Actually, I had one of my members the other day post a Moscow Mule recipe with, I think it was ginger and lemon vitality oil that she put in the cocktail. It was so good.
Oh, absolutely. Well, a couple things. I don't know. I like to talk about, okay, let's talk about oily drinks first. So any vitality oil that you love, like if you love peppermint vitality, you can put that in just about anything you like because everybody has a different taste bud. If you love Bailey's and coffee, well, what a great way to get more oxygen in that drink because what alcohol does is it sucks all the oxygen out of you and the oils put them back in. And it's a good balance if you do it the right way. So beer, for example, the taste of beer can be really bitter for some people. I have people putting orange vitality in, lemon, tangerine, there's lime in margaritas. And there are a ton of recipes. You know, I always tell people to go to Pinterest because there's thousands of them.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend that owns a bar and she serves these. She has a whole list of drinks that people can order off the menu. And they use a lot of lavender. Do you want to know what lavender does? It's relaxing for the blood vessels. So what that does, it kind of helps your body. So throughout the course of the night, it helps you kind of so you don't feel so bad the next day because when your blood vessels are open, it makes the blood flow move faster, circulation better. And, you know, the cineol in it helps you feel better. So that's a lot of people use lavender. Some people put it on, you know, the forehead before they go out or peppermint before they go out. So there is a recipe that I love and actually it's my favorite. I used to drink the sweet ones. I used to drink all the caramel apple martinis and the margaritas and all these fruity drinks. And you guys, sugar can take a toll on you, not just in a drink, but over time. So I had a lot of issues with sugar and it really speaks a lot when you've got all these side effects, but I wanted to cut back on that. So, you know, drinking's fun and in moderation, of course, but my favorite go-to is Tito's vodka and club soda. I add a nitro, a Ningxia red, and a splash of lemon, vitality oil. And I can just tell you right now, I'm an expensive date. I always, always bring Ningxia red packets and my lemon oil in by gallons and zing if I have to, because some places, you know, depending where you're at, I just zing. Caffeine boost is nice, but they don't recommend you drink caffeine with alcohol because the alcohol kind of interferes with the caffeine, and those things make you feel even worse the next day. So all those, you know, Red Bull, vodka people, you're just hurting the next day. So it's a kind of a less sugar, but yet you got a little boost in there. So
That sounds delicious.
Doesn't it? I was just at an event over the weekend and Lindsay Elmore spoke about putting the syrup, Gary Young's Wolfberry syrup, a teaspoon in club soda along with your favorite alcohol. And it makes a really sweet drink. Kind of tasty, huh?
Yeah, but probably more balanced too.
A little bit more balanced. Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit more sweeter. But I personally love the nitros because they've got vitamin Bs. Now, it's a vitamin you want when you're drinking is vitamin B6. So that was my favorite.
That's awesome. So Stacey, you already mentioned a couple things that happens to our bodies when we drink alcohol. You talked about it, how it lessens our oxygen from our blood cells, but I'm curious, I've never really thought too detailed about what exactly happens to the body when we drink alcohol.
It's toxic. So our bodies aren't used to foreign toxic things. So that's why you feel the way you do it. And it all comes down to hydration and antioxidants. So antioxidants, you need those because they defend against damage that's caused by alcohol, okay? So when you look at some of the, I'm not the expert per se on the chemistry on this, but I do know that you have to balance that out or you are going to feel really horrible the next day.
And what is there like a tipping point? So, I mean, we say alcohol is toxic, but obviously we both imbibe, we both enjoy. So is there like a standard rule for, you know, what's too much and what's good enough? Or, and also, okay, total rabbit hole opportunity here, but what's your take on red wine being good for you or not, as some people will suggest?
One or two glasses a night. Mm-hmm. I've heard that from many people, and I know Ed Daly pretty well, and I know that that's good. That's actually healthy for your heart. So but then you're gonna talk to somebody that says, oh my gosh, I would never so much.
Right.
I would never drink two glasses. And I'd be like, yeah, you can. You know, and if you got your, here's me, I'm about having a great time and being responsible, but yet what are you going to do to counteract? And I don't want to waste a day. I don't want to waste a minute of the next day or even that evening. I want a good night's sleep. And you know what? Alcohol doesn't make you sleep any better. That's a lie. You don't get the good REM sleep, especially if you've really had too many. So we could talk for hours on this, but I feel that there's a balance. So that's why I never leave home without two or three packets of Ningxia Red in my purse. Ask anybody. They're in my car. I'm sucking them down before I go into the wedding, or, you know, it's my 30th class reunion, whatever it is, I'm going to do whatever I can. So I feel balanced, but yet I can still have a good time and be social. So another tip with that lemon vitality oil that you can put in your drinks, that goes in every single drink that I have. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm this big drinker, guys, because I'm really not. You know, maybe two times a week, three times, I'll have a glass of vodka with club soda and all my stuff. But if I go out, it's going to be two or three, you know, maybe four if I'm pushing it. That's just my rule. But water, you can put lemon in your water all day long because you're kind of prepping your organs for some damage. Like you're going to prep your body. Now, if you're smart, that's what you do. Now, some people, you know, just don't care, but I do because a day wasted on because of alcohol is just to me a pure waste. I can't do it. So I drink a lot of water during. And you just don't feel so, I just have been to a point where you can't even talk. And that's just how social and fun is that? So that's why I love obviously Young Living products because they do work and they're full of oxygen. So water to hydrate before, during, and after. I got a tip from Ed Daly over the weekend and Detoxazyme. So that's 5 before you go to bed, 5 when you wake up. Now think about it. When you're detoxing, you're getting all the crap out. Some people say, go work out. Well, I have to laugh at that because that's the last thing I would do. I don't think I've ever worked out after, of course, I was back in the day when I wasn't thinking straight, but because it creates circulation and it pushes all that toxic stuff out of your body. So there's a ton of tips on that, but it truly is all about circulation. Now, some people say drink coconut water because it's got electrolytes. That's what you're lacking. That's what alcohol does. It sucks all those minerals and important things out of your body while you're drinking. That's just what it does. So over time, yeah, your liver can take a beating. So that's why lemon oil. So there's, you know, the regular lemon oil. Of course, we already know that the vitality is the same as a regular lemon oil, But when we consume lemon, that we got to talk about vitality. But the regular lemon, you lift up your shirt, you put that on your liver as much as you want. And I could tell you right now that people just feel better during and after the next day. It does a lot. So you put the oil where you need it the most. So if you're, what really is suffering is your liver and circulation. So kind of interesting.
Yeah. Just one small safety tip. If you're putting that lemon on over your liver, don't go out and go bikini sunbathing.
And that sun will just suck it out of you even more, right?
Yeah, well, it'll burn. It will leave a burn. Yeah.
It will totally leave a burn.
Exactly.
You know, and there's bananas. Okay, bananas, you need electrolytes because that's what's being sucked out of you. So bananas, salty foods, fried foods, because it absorbs the alcohol in your gut better. Now, I'm not a fried food person, but there's just so many tips out there that some people use them.
Absolutely. Well, I want to get even more tips from you, Stacey, and we'll do that right after this quick break to thank our sponsors. And we're back with Stacey Teagues, and we are talking all about fun party things, right? So let's dive back in. You've already talked some about lavender oil and lemon oil, the vitality oils. What are some of your other favorite essential oils to use around this whole topic?
Well, peppermint. I mean, peppermint is for the gut. Now, obviously, we're doing some damage. We're drinking toxic things, and so many people have, you know, obviously different side effects, but peppermint is super great for digestion. And if you can't get your head off the pillow, you just, you know, swipe a little bit over your head, back in your neck, and it can actually stimulate a little bit more energy because we are lacking.
So invigorating.
Energy, right? Yes. Put a drop in your shower. So when you're standing in the shower, put two drops in there and plug the tub. And again, even if you're not hungover, you just want to feel invigorating. That's just an easy tip. And you get those fumes or just smell a bottle. Now, a great tip when you're laying there because you dance for 16 hours, which I love to do, and you're so tired, but you've got things to do, you diffuse two drops of lemon, two drops of peppermint, and two drops of orange in diffuser. And that is super yummy and it smells good. Now, some people are nauseous, so peppermint's great for put that on your stomach, on the back of your neck, and just smelling it's awesome. And in that same recipe, this is so great about these oils is because we got the vitality line, you can diffuse them and you can also ingest them. So those three drops of orange, two drops of lemon, three drops of peppermint vitality, you can put that in a glass of water and even drink that before you go out or drink that after you go out.
Super or during, easy to do. Just have a little water.
Or bottle. During.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In a water bottle, you guys, water is the key. And people get lazy. They just think they're out for the night. But I don't know. Again, I'm all about not napping the next day. So another recipe I have is obviously your body's hurting. It's starving for oxygen. Well, think about, we know that essential oils put oxygen in your body. Well, what if you had a really nice friend that wasn't hungover and you said, hey, I am so hungover. I need a massage. Would you come over? I got this great recipe. I've got two drops of orange, two drops of lemon, two drops of peppermint, and two drops of lavender, and a little bit of coconut oil. You know, would you massage this alcohol right out of my body? And if you got great friends, that's what they would do for you. I can't imagine that happening to me, but because they'd be hungover just like me. So anyway, that's a great tip. And really that's what it comes down to, is just getting that in your body. But rosemary, you guys, rosemary, think about what rosemary already does up until you've had all these drinks. Well, some people can't remember what they did the night before. So what rosemary does is it helps you clear the fog and literally can give you a boost of clearness and just makes you think better. So when you think better, you just feel better. So rosemary is a great one. The arsenial levels in that is awesome. So that's another great one.
I love that one. I have two. I always have two bottles on stock because like one's down in my office while I work because it just really wakes up the brain and it gives a sense of clarity to everything. I love it. And then I have one upstairs in my kitchen of rosemary vitality because I love to cook with it as well. It's one of my favorites.
Right?
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong with. I love teaching other people. There's so many other uses than just the two that somebody told you about, you know? I love it that you do these calls. These are amazing. And it's just awesome.
Well, Stacey, this has just been wonderful and really fun. I've got some great tips. I feel like I'm going to feel a lot better now after I go out. I'm going to Asheville this weekend. We're taking my mom. She's turning 60. So me and my two sisters, awesome. We're all taking her to Asheville. We're going to do a wine tour. We're doing karaoke. So I'm like, writing down all these tips. I'm like, all right, we got to be prepared.
Get that 30 pack of Ning Charette and don't open it till you get in the car.
Oh, that's so hard. It's so hard.
Isn't it though? It is. I had one gal tell me that they went out and she got overly fun. Like she got so overly fun. Nobody wanted to go out with her. So they played a little trick on her. They gave her 6 ounces of Ning Charette in a glass before they went out. This is seriously.
Yeah.
And she drank the Ning Charette and then started drinking wine. And throughout the night, she's like, gosh, I feel really good. Why aren't I really, I'm not really drunk. What is going on? Like it really had a positive impact on her body and her friends loved her. I mean, it just goes to show you sometimes how the stuff works because there's lemon oil in the Ning Charette full of antioxidants, right?
Well, there's so many wonderful things. We've definitely done a whole episode on Ning Charette. It comes up a lot, but it's so true what Gary Young says that if you give the body what it needs, the body learns how to heal itself. And it's right. Just, yeah, we're just feeding our bodies what our bodies are craving and what we're needing to stay well and to have our bodies functioning optimally. And there's so many ways to do that.
And think of the $3 per serving or whatever that, you know, exact number is, you might pay for it now, but how do you want to be 10 years from now? How do you want to live and who's going to take care of you? So I think people, when we talk on the perspective of, you know, taking care of our bodies, are we being selfish by not doing that for ourselves when we know better? So if we really know what we should be doing, but we're abusing our bodies in a horrible way, how selfish is that to our family and our friends that have to take care of us 10, 15, even 20 years from now when we're in the nursing home or whatever that looks like for some people.
Yeah. Or the taxpayers, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the company. And it's completely done a 180 in my life and my entire family's life. And, you know, we're just getting started here, but this is so fun. This is so fun.
I love it. I love your passion. Well, Stacey, this has been wonderful. Before you go, we have to ask you our closing questions. This is what we ask all of our guests who visit us here on the show. So the first one is just real quick, give us a glimpse into what your daily health routine looks like.
Oh, did you say real quick?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not quick. All right. So my daily health regimen is before I go to bed, I take Thyromin. I love thyroid support. I take vitamin D and I take magnesium. I don't do dairy anymore. I don't do pop. I try to omit sugar. I do 2 nitros in the morning before my feet hit the ground. I drink lots of water every day that I never used to. Ning Charette is in there. I diffuse cedarwood and use Tranquil sometimes at night. Now, granted, my lifestyle has completely changed, so you don't need to use some of these things that you started using when you first got going because your body gets to be in normal status. Kind of cool. But I do multigreens. I use all the skincare, all of it. I use frankincense and I do lemon in my Ning Charette. I do Master Formula and Life 9 before I go to bed. So I do a lot of supplements. I'm not the same person I was 6 years ago. I got energy. So
I think you should have a t-shirt that says I supplement and I'm proud of it. Right.
Right. That word scared me because it costs money and I didn't have money, but I wanted to be better. And I had a few classes and I'm like, oh, I'll get my stuff for free then. That works. Okay. Rock on. Right.
Exactly. It's such a great gift to be able to, you know, it's like, even if you're not, my listeners know, this is my full-time job. Like this is my job. This is what got my family off of food stamps. And and I'm very proud of that, but not everyone is like, well, I want to start my own oily business. Like you don't have to,
of course.
But every Young Living member has the opportunity to share with their friends, just like you would refer a friend to a cell phone company or whatever that gives you a little like thank you gift for that. So Young Living, you know, they give you that opportunity. If you share with a couple friends and they get started, then you get a little kickback from Young Living. And that for those that, you know, want to live this healthy lifestyle, but don't have the money for it, that's such a great way to achieve it. I mean, that's how I got started. I couldn't buy any of my products until I started sharing and teaching classes. And that was a big motivator for me.
You don't know what you don't know. So it's educating. you know, for yourself. What do you need? And
exactly. All right, Stacey, last question. What's just one thing that you think everyone should ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Let's talk about makeup.
All right.
I'm learning all about phthalates and parabens and fragrance and all these things that I did not have a clue about 6 years ago and how they affect our bodies. They affect our hormones. There's hormone disruptors in fragrance, and that's a lot in our perfumes. There's bismuth and all these things that we don't understand is going on our face. And I think of the teenagers and the kids that are wearing this and they're not even washing it off their face. They're sleeping with it on. And that's just like loaded with chemicals. So you wonder why your kids emotionally, you know, out of whack and they can't sleep at night. Now they got learning disabilities or they can't get pregnant. They got all these things wrong with them. And we need to look at makeup. So to me, as a woman, that's the first thing. And if you wear makeup, that's the first thing I'd take out. I'd get Savvy Minerals and compare, get that app, EWG app, and, you know, the Think Dirty app, and decide for yourself if you want to put that cancer-causing carcinogen on your face or you want to try the mineral makeup that Young Living has. It's, you can't compare that. You can't put a price on it.
Yeah, the makeup industry, cosmetics in general, is one of the least regulated as far as what can actually be put into those products and sold to us. And so many of the things that are allowed to be put in there at very high amounts and doses are so not safe for us. I mean, they're banned in pretty much every other industrialized country except for the United States, right? So it's a huge, and there's great alternatives. Yeah, Young Living just came out with the Savvy Mineral Makeup. It's a great alternative. I know a couple other places as well. So there are alternatives. Yes, they're going to be more expensive, but I always like to rephrase that question and say, stop asking why these good for you makeup products are more expensive and start asking why those other ones are so cheap. And that's really where you'll start to dive in.
And you think about just the makeup alone, Samantha, you think about that one piece of your day, you know, the average woman wears at least 80 chemicals before she goes to work in the morning. Okay. That's just a piece of it. So what it's over time, people, oh, that just one little thing ain't going to hurt me. Well, what are you doing the rest of the day?
Yeah. I think I heard once that the average woman will ingest about 5 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime over time. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Oh boy. And there are all those food dyes in there. Like there's,
oh, it's the food dyes, the tallow, the
blue number 20,
the chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
I don't want to be a guinea pig anymore. I'm done.
Well, and get this, the studies weren't back. They didn't have studies back then. Nobody told us back then. And until you hang around with people that are like the Lindsay Elmores that are the chemists and the pharmacists and they dissect it for us. That's the coolest part about being in this organization. It's awesome.
It is fun. Really cool people.
I love it.
I do too.
What else want to talk about?
I know. It's like, we just want to talk about it all day. Well, and you know, and my listeners, there's a lot of listeners that might not know what Young Living is, or they might not use them, or they might use doTERRA or whatever. And you know, I always say, I don't care. I don't care what you use. I just don't want you to I care what you use as in, I don't want you to use crap because I want you to take care of yourself and I don't want you putting a lot of chemicals on your body, but whatever alternative you find to that, that's acceptable to you, you go for it. You just go for it, girl.
No, and there's no judging. I mean, it just comes down to educating.
Exactly. And take baby steps. It's all about the baby steps.
You can't clean out all your makeup. Start with one product or start with one supplement, one oil, and then use it for everything. Smell it for everything. And then move on to the next one. That's why, you know, we talk about essential rewards, but it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, Stacey, this has been a blast. Before you say goodbye, I'm sad to see you go. Tell everyone how they can reach you, how they can learn more about what you've got going on.
I have a website, stacyteagues.com. I also do a lot of videos. I have a great video library that I do crazy 2-minute videos. I talk about just about everything. And I like to put a little humor in that. Me and my daughter do some videos on vimeo.com/StacyTeagues. And I also have a fan page, which is Stacy M. Teagues on Facebook. And we try to do weekly 20-minute videos on speed oiling sessions. So we talk about crazy things and just about every topic you could possibly imagine is what me and my daughter talk about. So it's been kind of fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Stacy.
Thanks, Samantha. Thanks for inviting me. I had a blast.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week where, no joke, we will be talking all about poop. Yes, today was alcohol. Next week is poop. I'll see you there. Don't forget to support the show by checking out our sponsors this week, Framebridge, Audible, and Sunbasket. You can just look below this episode in the show notes for information about those. Until next week, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.